Yeah, driving a long distance with kids is a whole different, you know, a whole different thing. You have to make sure you plan it around their attention span, you know, and stops and make something of it. You know, say I was the same way when I was a kid, but I love driving. I mean, I don't mind, you know, driving to Texas or, you know, I've done it many times. You know, just you need 2 days, and it's two tough days because, you know, you got 10 hours of driving you got to get accomplished back-to-back days. That's still pretty gruesome, and that's all you're doing. Well, usually I would get, you know, I would push and get as much as I possibly could done on, get done on day one, and then I would have a shorter, you know, ride in on day two. But no, I like driving, but I gotta be realistic. And really, in a perfect world, you know, about 5 hours I think is about, you know, that's about a good time, 3 to 5. And you know, but where does that get you? Chicago, you know. So if you did that, hell, you'd if I was going to Texas and I was going to do 5 hours, it'd be like Chicago, St. Louis, you know, Tulsa, or Oklahoma City, you know, then Ben In or something. I don't know. That'd be a 4-day trip. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've done a ton of them over the years. I've done out west multiple times to Utah, Wyoming, Montana, Texas, Florida, all over the place, but I don't think that's for me anymore. I definitely, but I do want to do a cross-country RV trip in the next few years, rent an RV and take the family out west and all over the place. We'll see. Maybe we can make that happen soon, but that'll be a slow roll. That won't be anything quick or rush or anything like that, so we'll see what happens. But guys, I'm in the office. I'm gonna listen out, probably continue listening, but I gotta start getting some stuff done. So I will catch up with you gentlemen maybe tomorrow. It's KEHRUH. Have a great day.